I think people should stop and enjoy the beauty that surrounds us. Take the time to be out there and enjoy it, because there's so much, and people just get too busy doing whatever, I don't know. But, you know, in the morning, go out, take your coffee out on the veranda, and evening, take your toddy out to the beach or the dock or something. And there's just so much out there. All the nature, all the wildlife, birds, animals, bears, I love them all. And for a few years, I got too caught up and didn't do it. But now I realize it's time. Take your time. Go and enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you. And welcome to A Fresh Air Inspired Life. I'm your host, Amanda. And today's guest is kind of an invisible glue in the harbor. She finds sneaky and effective ways to bring and keep the community together. Whether it's organizing and promoting our winter potlucks, putting a call out to gather and sing for someone's birthday, or visiting people with chronic illnesses so they know they are loved. She has been a light in this town for 11 and a half years, and is always smiling when I see her. Please welcome Sherry Allen. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Amanda, and thank you for that glorious introduction.
Well, yeah, thank you for being glorious. What moves you to put the effort into this community the way you do?
I feel the way that people feel. I want to make people happy. I want to be happy, and I know the things that make me happy. So I just want to pass that along to people. If it's, you know, sending a note in the mail or writing them or calling or visiting, you know, I use empathy. Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm, I'd say.
I'm thinking how they feel, and I want to make them feel good like I do.
Aww. That's beautiful. Can you explain to our listener what the potlucks are like?
Oh, the potlucks are a lot of fun. We have themes, and we advertise the theme, and our favorite one that works out well is breakfast for supper, and we ask people to wear pajamas, and it's just fun, and you get to bring whatever you want. It doesn't have to be theme related at all, but it's just a way in the winter to get people outdoors. We only do it for January, February, March, and April, and it's at the community center. It's free. Just BYOB and bring your setups and a dish to pass and a gift of gab, and it's fun.
It is. I agree. Thank you for putting in so much effort to organize those. Sherry organizes those, and then she definitely keeps promoting them the few days, and she puts on our little Facebook group, "Are you going to be there?" with a funny picture, and it's really great.
They have been going on for many years. I wasn't the one who created them. I mean, I can tell you the other people that worked at them for 10 years or so, and I'm about up to my 10 years now.
Wow, you're up to 10 years already?
I think so.
Wow.
I think so.
Yeah, it's true. They have started for, gosh, I don't even know how many years they've been going.
Forever. Before I moved here, I know that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for keeping it alive. That's awesome.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you have also been making a name for yourself by going around to people's houses and playing Scrabble with them. I mean, if anyone's craving a quick night of Scrabble, they can call you, right?
That's right. That's right. I'm always up for a game of Scrabble.
Aww.
And I don't cheat.
Oh, very good. That's great.
We do use a dictionary, and if it's not in the dictionary, we don't use it. But we're trying to come up with some what we call Keweenaw Scrabble rules, where we can trade letters anytime during the game. Oh. We'll use 9 tiles instead of just 7.
Oh.
And you get one word that it doesn't matter.
Wow.
I'm working on those rules, and even a diagonal word at one time per game, but we haven't figured that out totally yet, but we're working on it.
I like those rules, and did you know I like to play Scrabble too?
I did not.
So we might have to play Scrabble sometime together.
And see what happens.
Yeah, get some of those rules in there. So I feel like that's one of your ways that you bond with people. So how do you think that sharing that game with people impacts them and yourself?
Well, I certainly hope it makes them happy because it makes me happy. Mm. And I know I use that word a lot, making them happy. But
it's great.
Sometimes you just, people just get in a little rut and just do the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. And even though my visits sometime are the same thing, it's still different from what you've been doing. And if I can, you know, just put a smile on anybody else's face, I'll do it. And then they in turn put smiles on my face. Mm. And it's just, it's a good way to live.
It is. I agree. I also remember you'd always make Brickside beer cupcakes and jello shots for events in town. And I feel like treats like that help to break down boundaries between people. Was that part of your intention?
Well, it didn't start out that way, mm-hmm. but it does. It creates new conversation and, you know, loosens people up a little bit.
Yep.
And I still do make the beer cupcakes, and I use them as little thank yous because mm-hmm. people do little things for me, which I appreciate. And, of course, half time nobody wants to, they don't want to accept money, which I understand. So mm-hmm. I put them on a little list, and when the time comes to make them, it's like, okay, you're getting some cupcakes. And the Jello shots are just, yes, I'm the Jello shot queen of mm-hmm. Copper Harbor, I guess. I bring them to any event if I can. Mm-hmm. they're just a lot of fun. And I used to use a recipe, but now I can, I mean, it's so easy to make. Mm. You know, you just use the alcohol for the cold water.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. And again, put smiles on people's faces.
Yeah, and there you go. If you didn't know how to make Jello shots, just add alcohol instead of water.
That's right. That's right. Easy peasy.
Yeah, so if you can't tell, Sherry is a necessary component of this town, and I hope that all small towns have their own Sherry. But Sherry, can we tell our listener a secret?
Sure.
When I asked you to be a guest on this show, you kind of rattled off the things that you do and basically told me you'd be boring. So no thanks, but keep up the good work. And I was not having that. And so I messaged you right away and told you all the wonderful things that I think of you. And then you accepted. Thank you so much.
Well, I could see interviewing me back when I was working here in Copper Harbor. But now that I'm not working, you know, I knit with my cat and watch DVDs and twine and do crafts and stuff. And my life's kind of boring. Or not, it's not boring, but to other people it might be. But it's just what I want to do. And visiting people and making smiley people.
Yeah, but I feel like those are just kind of unsung heroic deeds that need to be showcased. Well. And so that also made me realize that a lot of people kind of view themselves under a dim light, and Sherry didn't see the beautiful things she does for this town in daily life, and most of us don't. Do you see the beautiful things you do in your life, dear listener? Are you aware of the light others see in you? The more we share what we appreciate in others, the more we will be able to see our own light. So let's think about that while we talk about another beautiful part of nature. Birds.
Chirp, chirp.
Sherry, you know like every species of bird that comes to your feeders. Do you want to talk about bird watching with us?
Sure. Up here we do have a lot of birds that come and go, and we have a lot of interruption ones. I actually, a couple years ago, had Michigan's first record of a Cassin's finch.
Ooh.
It was real exciting. I looked outside, and it looked like a purple finch. And I'm like, that's the weirdest purple finch I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And so I posted a picture on Facebook, and some of the bird experts down in Marquette, they were like, I don't think that's a purple finch. So they asked if they could come up and look at it and photograph it. And for 2 weeks and around Thanksgiving 2 years ago, it was just great. I had people in my yard all the time looking at it. Because birders are list keepers and bird searchers. They will travel. I had people from Minnesota, Michigan, Ohio, all the way down to mid-Indiana, I think, come up. Because I had a piece of paper where they could write where they came from and any comments they wanted.
Yeah.
Not everybody got to see it, though, because it just, you never know where birds are going to show up. But it was there for 2 weeks. And I know we have a wonderful raptor program in the spring for the Hawk Mountain, Brockway Hawk, Rockaway Mountain Hawkwatch. Mm-hmm. And it's just, birds are so beautiful, and they're just doing what they're doing in their normal lives, eating and making nests and making babies and carrying on. And it's just so rewarding to watch them. And of course, keep your lists. And, you know, there's an Audubon thing about, you know, you get a pin after 500 birds or something.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
Yeah. But it's just a great little hobby. I've actually been doing it since I was 7 or so, but not, I didn't know about birding then. I just liked the birds. But in college, I got into it more and just kept on, and it became a business.
It did. We're going to talk about that in a minute too for fun, but I'm curious just about your current birding situation. Like, how many feeders do you have out there?
Oh, goodness. I've had probably as many as a dozen out at once.
Oh, okay.
Because birds, some birds like to eat on the ground. Some people prefer to perch and eat. Some birds like suet. Some birds like thistle, black sunflower seeds, a mixture of nuts, you know, downy woodpeckers and all other woodpeckers like that. And just the different style of feeders. You can have a feeder that only attracts the smaller birds, smaller perching birds. Or you can have like a platform that all the birds can land on, especially the big ones. Mm. And sometimes the big ones get a little bully-ish because they're big. But when I moved here, the lady that lived there before me, she told me that my yard was like a bird mecca.
Oh.
And she was right. I mean, I've had... What was the, I've had the painted thrush, I think is what it was, varied thrush. And that's like a California bird.
Wow.
And I've had it, that's the second time it was here in Copper Harbor.
Wow.
And then also there was, of course, the Cassin's finch. I can't think of some of the others, but not record-breaking birds, but had some interesting birds. And I don't know why. Maybe it's just because the cottage there is surrounded by trees on two sides, and I do put out food.
Sure do.
Yes, and water. Water is probably the most important thing. In the winter, I have a heated bird bath out there.
Oh, my gosh, the bird spa.
It is. The deer like it, too.
Oh. Wow.
It's just a great hobby. And it's, I think years ago, it was the number two outdoor hobby. Gardening was one.
Oh.
And birding was number two.
Wow. And so you had your feed store before you moved up here.
Exactly, yes.
So you know all about, you know what different birds eat and what they like. So you loved birds that much that you started your own store about
it? I did. I had a great job at the hospital. I'd been there for 18 years. And actually, an old boyfriend of mine, he saw how much work I put into the Auburn area art festival. And after a while, he's like, you know, you're gonna put that much effort into something, put in a business for yourself. So that's all it took. I for a year, I didn't tell anybody because I didn't want to have to tell people it didn't work. So I waited. So I on my own found suppliers, which are hard to get when you don't have a business yet. And had a building, and we renovated the building and put all sorts of lights and made it really pretty. And so after a year, we finally had a little party and invited people over. And that was the start of Sherry's Feed and Seed and Birders Boutique back in 93.
Wow.
93. And I enjoyed it for 20 years. And the desire to move up here was so much that I closed my business to move up here.
Wow.
Yep.
So what called you that much to leave your birding business to move up here?
Well, part of the reason was my birding business had started going downhill in income. And I kind of relate that to the increase of eBay and Amazon and all that stuff. Because I'd have people come in and talk to me for 2 hours and buy 5 pounds of seed and come back 2 months later. Oh, you're here for the bird feeder. And they said, no, we got it online. You know, so, oh, well. I mean, it was a great, great business. I did all the parades and everything. Anyway, so once I decided that I needed to move to Copper Harbor, that's all that took. I was walking to 7-Eleven one day and I said, I don't just want to move there. I need to move there. So I started working at closing the business. I had to find a job and a place to live before I even could really consider it. And that took a while. But I did, and I kept it all a secret again.
Wow. Until look how you work.
I had 2 weeks of breakfasts and suppers with friends to tell them and make them promise to keep a secret. And then one night I was even out to dinner with friends while other friends were packing my store for me. I can't believe they did that.
Wow.
But I moved up here and haven't regretted it one single day.
I believe it because you look so happy, always walking around. Sometimes you walk up the hill backwards just to switch it up.
Oh, you notice that.
I'm like, oh, that must be Sherry because she's moving up, but that's her backside. Yeah, that's Sherry. Okay. Well, we're glad you did move here. And I remember when you first came, you were working like 10 jobs. And you don't have to go into detail about all of them, but do you want to share with us the places that you've been a part of?
Well, sure. The first job I had was cleaning the school, Grant Township School, and that was only 4 hours a week, but it was a job. The next one was the Pines. Vicki and Ken, they hired me, and I said I wanted to learn all three, housekeeping, bartending, and waitressing. And she said, you do? I said, yeah. I said, I live two blocks away. If somebody calls in sick, I want to be available. And then that led to working at the state park. I was a secretary at the state park for one summer and would have carried that on. But then I got an offer from the Gaslight General Store. Mm. And at the same time, I worked at the Minnetonka. And I worked at Elizabeth's on the Water and Ragamuffins. And then I started driving the school bus.
Wow.
Which... yeah, people ask me, didn't you ever get tired? I said, never thought about it. It never crossed my mind if I was tired or not. I just kind of went from A, B, C, D, and E to F and slept when I could. And and I don't remember feeling tired. And I didn't want to think about what I could do if I had a day off because then I'd be sad.
Oh.
So I didn't even, it was just out of my mind. I just worked. But I enjoyed all my jobs. I really did. And a lot of nice people, got to meet a lot of nice people. And I knew everything back then. I mean, I knew who was where and what was who. And I knew everything going on because I worked in both stores or a lot of stores, businesses that were social.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, what's going on with this, Sherry? Oh, and I knew. It was kind of fun.
Oh, my. Yeah, being in the middle of it all and just knowing it. Well, I think that's really interesting what you say about how busy you were and how much you were working, but you didn't feel tired. Because I feel like the more I do the things that I love, I can wake up at 5:15, get my kid to school, write my book, go to my job, do all the things and throughout the day, and then it's time to go to bed, and I just feel like, wow, what a great day. I don't feel tired throughout the day because I'm also doing the things I love.
And exactly. Doing the things you love makes so much difference. I mean, now that I'm not working, I am doing all the things I love. And some days I don't do anything. If I don't want to, I don't.
And you're more than welcome to that.
Yeah, thank you. I think I deserve it.
Yeah, I'd say. So now you are retired. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're the UP Twiner. I mean, that's one of your kind of things that you do with a name, the UP Twiner. You want to tell us about that?
Well, I decided that name sounded pretty good for my twining. I twine rugs. It's a good recycling way because I use old sheets and old clothes, and twining is kind of a cross between braiding and weaving, and it creates a herringbone design in the rugs. I learned from my cousin before I moved up here, and I've twined ever since I moved up here and before. And I've made some beautiful rugs. Some people have awesome, awesome ideas for colors, and it's so much fun. You know, sometimes people just go, "Oh, browns," which to me isn't quite as fun to make. But it looks really good when it's done, and I don't begrudge them because they want to, you know, make it fit their decor. And sometimes people go, "As bright as possible, please," and I make it happen.
For sure, and you also knit things.
I do. I knit. I've been knitting since I was a kid, but I didn't knit for many, many years. And my most fun things, I knit catnip fish. And I've got another surprise to come with that pretty soon. Ooh. I won't tell you about that yet.
Nope.
I knit hand warmers. I knit scarves. I'm knitting infinity scarves right now. Mm. I'm not going to do Afghans. They're too big, take too long, you know.
Yeah.
And the fun thing is, I go to the two art shows, Copper Harbor and Eagle Harbor, in the summer. But it's kind of hard to sell winter clothing then, and I do my best. But so then I do, I sell better at the Copper Harbor Winter Fun Fest that we have in December when we have our tree lighting, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah. And great. We got to be next to each other this last time, yeah.
We did. We were neighbors,
mm-hmm.
and both of us were nice and busy.
Yes, we were. It was great.
It was a great day. I love that. I love all my art shows.
Yeah, that's a great event, and one that not as many people know about because it is in the winter. It's December.
Right, and we do have Santa and yes. kids' crafts and stuff. It's a full day of just fun, and then the tree lighting, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Our mm-hmm. park, our park is just, it still looks beautiful.
Oh yeah, the lights are still on.
Yeah. Well, normally we can't get to them this time of year to take them down, and I don't know if they would anyway, but
I see.
They're summer down, of course, that happens, but I just messaged Miranda the other day, and I said, the park is still beautiful.
It is.
She puts so much effort into that. Remembering her Uncle Donnie who started it years ago. It's just, Copper Harbor's known for it.
It is.
And I'm glad to be part of it.
Yeah, and in the summertime, you can always find Sherry in the Art in the Park there. You'll know her wearing her tie-dye and with her moose-loving stuff going on. It's pretty fun. And I just also want to say that my little man came up the stairs, so if you hear anyone meowing like a cat, that's Braden. He couldn't stay away too long. We have a snow day today, right before spring break. Gotta love the Keweenaw.
5 inches of snow last night. 5.
Oh, yeah. It's still snowing. It's kind of wet now.
It's going to melt real quick, but it's beautiful.
It is. It's kind of nice to see it. Oh, yeah. So, Sherry, is there anything else you want to tell our listener?
Sure. Thanks for listening. Thank you for having me. But
yeah.
When people ask about moving to Copper Harbor, why I really wanted to, it's mostly because of the winters.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people can't understand that because summer is my least favorite season. But I mean, I still like summer. But winter is just so much fun because you can, it's so bright. I mean, we don't have a lot of sunshine, but the snow brightens up everything. When I turn off my lights at night. I don't have a curtain in my house because nobody's around to see in them, but I can just see so much because it's so bright outside. And snow is just so pretty. I'll sit by the window and read and watch it snow and just, and now that I'm not driving the Copper Harbor school bus, I could snow 3 feet and I wouldn't care.
Oh, sure. You don't have to bully through it at 6 a.m.
That's right. But I always felt comfortable driving in the school bus.
Oh,
I really
good.
Did. I love driving down the covered drive. And I think one day in the winter, I went down it 8 times because it was a school outing. I think it was 8 times I had to drive the covered drive, which is, I love. When I come through the covered drive from the south in the fall, I mean, I just smile because it's so pretty up there. But anyway, back to winter. Yes, I love winter. And if I, after 3 days of not going out because I'm enjoying inside with all the snow, if I start having a conversation with my cat, not just talking to my cat, but if I start having a conversation with my cat, it's like, okay, Sherry, time to get out and talk to somebody. So I'll either go to the general store or the post office or the fuel stop, even the trash and recycle place. I mean, you can talk to them for 20 minutes.
Great
if they're not busy.
When you recycle. Yeah.
Every and other people are there too, chatting away. And again, that's why we have our potlucks too, for people to get out in the winter and see each other. But I also go to knitting on Fridays.
Oh,
that's
lovely.
Fun too. Yes, I've learned a lot from these ladies, and I enjoy it a lot.
Good. Well, it sounds like you have a lot of nice social things, and if you don't have enough, then you make them yourself.
That's right. And talk about me. You were the one who did the dance party. You and Braden and your mother-in-law or something a year ago, or not dance party, but you stop by everybody's house?
Oh, yeah. It was a nice spring break, some spring day one day, and I just thought maybe we'd get some funky tunes and walk around town and knock on people's doors and shake our booties.
And you had an orange or a pink wig on?
Wig, yeah. We wore wigs and tutus, because it's sometimes you just got to get people out of their house and do goofy things.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
And, you know, we're all here because we're not all there.
Those are fun things to do. My kid can twirl one of those dance ribbons. He can even do two at a time right now.
Whoa.
I know. I need to take him to the Mariner and we'll just do a little flash dance and go through and do our ribbons.
Wow. That's an Olympic sport now, isn't it? Yeah.
Wow. Well, ribbon, I bet you he has whatever. Some fresh moves that they've never seen. I'm really proud of him.
He's going to be an Olympic person one day. Or president.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah. Definitely maybe president or doctor. He's got a lot of potential.
A lot of options and a lot of aspirations.
Mm-hmm. A lot of talents. Well, yes. Thanks for noticing, too. He is a pretty cool kid. We are seriously watching him do
as
gymnastics throughout the house right now. So thanks for bearing
with us.
He is a
cool kid. I used to pick him up on the bus.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. That's right. Sherry from the bus. Yeah. So cute. Oh, man. Well, thanks so much for talking to us today, Sherry.
You're welcome. It was fun. More fun than I kind of thought it might be.
Hey, I always make these things fun.
That's true, but I was nervous, so.
I know. Everyone's a little nervous. That's okay. Because it is. It's a really brave thing to do, to talk about yourself and your stories and your wonderfulness with a microphone in your hand.
That's true.
But thanks for doing it.
I appreciate it. I'm glad to do it, and thank you.
Oh, yeah. Well, till next time, think of ways you might bring people together and be good to yourself. Ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da. Ba-ba-da-ba-do-da-da. Ba-ba-da-da-da.